Let's see. Oh, well, if you have to pull up a tree stump, you have to dig around and cut the
roots.
Okay. Do you know of any roots that are used for medicine or anything like that?
I know berries, but I can't think of the name of them or anything.
Berries?
I said I know there is a root they use. Yeah. Sassafras root.
Uh-huh.
That's a root they use for medicine.
Well, what do they make with it?
Sassafras tea is supposed to be good.
Uh-huh. What's it good for, do you know?
Broke my leg.
What do you call the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
A maple tree.
Okay. And if you had a whole bunch of those trees, what would you call them? Bunch of trees.
Grove.
Okay. What are some common trees that grow around here?
Well, we have the hackberry tree, the pecan tree, and the oak tree, the mesquite tree, and the wisteria.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a number of trees. Ash tree. I mean, I don't haven't seen any recently, but I know when we used to live out and we lived close to the pasture, and then you can see a lot of those ash trees, but you know, I don't see any of them now. Then they have the magnolia. A lot of different kinds, you know, I would call them messy trees that I don't know the name of really.
Yeah, and there's one of those messy trees I want to ask about. Well, I don't know if it's what you call a messy tree, but it's got leaves like cottonwood. And it's got bark that looks sort of like cottonwood too. You know, it's white and gray and sort of scaly.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's not cottonwood and it has these balls on it. They're about this big round and they're green right now.
Did I mention that? That's pretty, we have a pretty white flower on it.
No, this one doesn't have flower. This one doesn't have flower.
Don't have flower first in the ball?
I've got two in my front yard. I've never seen flowers on them. A red flower?
This got balls on it?
Yeah, about this big. What kind of tree do you call that?
Not a nut, just balls.
Right. And they turn brown, you know, in the fall, and they drop and hit the sidewalk and split open. And it's got little fibery things in it, little stringy things.
What kind of things?
The main thing that you can tell though is it's got leaves that look like a cottonwood tree. You know, it's got those big sort of leaves, five pointy leaves.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
You ever heard of a tree called a buttonball tree or a buttonwood tree or a sycamore or a plane tree?
Sycamore. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did I describe what you would call sycamore or?
Yeah, that's something like a sycamore tree.
Okay.
I just couldn't get my thoughts together and I couldn't even think of sycamore at the time, but that described the leaves describes the sycamore tree.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, the ones in my front yard, when it gets this hot, you know, they start dropping leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like fall in my front yard, you know. What was the kind of tree that George Washington cut down?
Cherry.
Okay. And a bush that grows wild out here, along the side of the road or along the fence or something. And the leaves turn bright red in the early fall. And it's got berries in it. Long things look like this. Kind of reddish brown berries. And used to be people with tan leather with berries, or they'd make tea out of it. It's got, some of the leaves are just sort of shaped like that, and they're about this long. And it's on a stem.
That wouldn't be the red one, because it doesn't have berries.
No, this is this old bush. I mean, it doesn't get much higher than that. Oh, I don't know. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it gets bigger. I've seen them bigger.
I might see him, but don't know the name. I don't name him.
Yeah. Well, have you ever heard of sumac or shumac or shumake or sumake? Any of that? Okay. What do you call the kind of bushes that make your skin break out if you brush up against them?